In Argentina, a feud between the government and the Supreme Court is complicating efforts to stabilize the economy. The court has ruled that Argentines have a right to withdraw money from their bank accounts, but President Eduardo Duhalde says unrestricted withdrawals will collapse the country's banking system. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
The Argentine Supreme Court ruled last Friday that a man named Carlos Smith had the right to withdraw his money from the bank, despite two-month-old emergency laws restricting Argentines' access to their savings. The precedent would probably allow almost everyone to get court orders releasing frozen bank accounts. Economist Abel Viglione says the ruling was morally right, but the timing was terrible.
Y esto es lo mismo que si hubiese existido un fallo de la corte sobre un homicidio.
It's like when the court condemns a homicide, but can't do anything to bring the dead person back to life. In this case, the verdict is correct, because it condemns an improper confiscation of private property. But the banks are simply unable to give the money back.
Fearing a run on the banks, the government moved quickly to circumvent the ruling. It dunked the country back into a kind of monetary deep freeze, closing the financial system for 2 days and declaring a six-month moratorium on lawsuits against the banks. In the meantime, President Duhalde has resorted to Argentine-style hardball. He and his allies in Congress plan to impeach the members of the Supreme Court. Most of the judges are linked to former President Carlos Menem, Duhalde's biggest enemy, and there have been long-standing complaints that the court has turned a blind eye to corruption charges against Menem and his cronies. Viglione worries that the situation is getting too partisan.
Mi punto allí es, cuidado que tiene que haber independencia de poderes.
My concern is, we have to maintain the separation of powers. If these judges are taken out, and Duhalde puts in his judges, we're going to be in the same situation, or worse.
Most Argentines aren't sure whose side to take in this political showdown. A pox on both houses is the general attitude. Demonstrating outside the court, housekeeper Maria Torres says she doesn't care about the politics.
Yo puse plata. A mí no me importa. Yo soy...
I deposited money, Torres says. I don't care about the rest. I'm a simple person and I don't understand what they're saying. But I do know that I deposited dollars and I want dollars back. That's not likely to happen. The government has ordered banks to convert the dollar accounts into pesos and at a conversion rate that's well below street value. This is a blow to the millions of people who opened dollar accounts as an insurance policy against Argentina's periodic currency crises. Still, feelings are mixed about the so-called pesofication of the economy. The government is also converting dollar debts into pesos, and at a rate that's favorable to debtors. At least one foreign bank says the cost of that is so great, it may cause foreign financial institutions to leave Argentina altogether. But they're not about to get any sympathy from people such as Marta Gonzalo.
Los bancos norteamericanos tienen que tener en cuenta que los ahorros de los trabajadores argentinos son tan importantes.
The American banks have to realize that our savings are just as important as the savings of Americans, Gonzalo says. She says she deposited money with an American bank because she thought it was a serious institution, but she says now it appears it was just as unreliable as all the others. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.